Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning. I'm Rob Archer in for Chris Edens, our top local story. Orange County prosecutors are in court right now presenting their case to officially drop charges against Newport Beach surgeon Grant Robichaux and his girlfriend. They were accused of using dating apps to target women, drug them, and sexually assault them after they were unconscious or incapacitated. The court is currently in a short recess, but before that, the judge was closely questioning DA Todd Spitzer about his exact reasons for deciding to drop all charges. On ABC News this morning, Dr. Robichaux spoke about how his life changed after he was charged.
I feared every time I'd walk my dog that somebody was going to shoot or stab me. Somebody was going to follow through with these threats on me or my family.
So you were getting actual death threats.
And you couldn't stop it.
Orange County DA Todd Spitzer has said the case was used for political gain by the former district attorney, Tony Rakakis. But Rakakis said he rejects that idea and said he's concerned that this decision will stop future sexual assault victims from coming forward. We're learning more today about the public memorial for Kobe Bryant at Staples Center.
Kobe's widow, Vanessa, posted the announcement, a simple white background showing fluttering butterflies in purple and gold. The words read, "A celebration of life, Kobe and Gianna Bryant, 2/24/20. 10 a.m. at Staples Center, details to come. There was a time when it was thought the memorial might be held at a larger venue, but Staples is, after all, the house that Kobe built. Elsewhere around town, commemorative books from ESPN, Sports Illustrated, and the LA Times are now available at newsstands and stores, also online, and there's much more on our website, knx1070.com. Vicki Moore, KNX 1070 News Radio.
It's not quite panic time yet, but it's getting very close for the folks at the DMV. California is way behind in the number of real ID cards it needs to process.
With an October 1st deadline looming, California's DMV will have to more than double the number of real ID cards it issues each month to reach the millions of drivers still without the federally required identification card. Republican Assemblyman Jim Patterson isn't surprised by the backlog.
With all the money we've thrown at them and all the oversight and all the promises, they again are demonstrating that they are one of the most intractable bureaucracies to make significant change that the state of California has. So I'm not surprised.
At this point, the DMV would have to issue at least 1.1 million real IDs each month to get them to all licensed drivers expected to apply for one by the October deadline. Chris Sedens, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Former LA County Sheriff's deputy accused of falsely claiming that he was shot outside a sheriff's station in Lancaster appeared before a judge today.
While he did not enter a plea, the lawyer representing Angel Reynosa said he will plead not guilty when he's arraigned later this month.
He strongly denies the allegations made against them, and we intend to vigorously contest the criminal charges that have been lobbed against them.
Attorney Dimitri Gorin.
Mr. Reynosa did not have criminal intent. He strongly believed he was hit by something, whether he was shot or struck. That was his belief.
Reynosa is facing charges of insurance fraud and filing a false police report. Last August, he reported being shot outside the Lancaster Sheriff's Station, triggering a response by SWAT deputies that engaged in an hours-long search. A few days after the alleged ambush, Sheriff Alex Villanueva announced that it turned out to be a hoax. He said he was embarrassed and disappointed, adding that they had suspicions during the investigation about the validity of Reynosa's claimed assault. In downtown LA, Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Health officials in Long Beach have confirmed what they describe as several cases of hepatitis A among people who all ate at the same restaurant on or around Christmas Eve last year. The restaurant's at the 555 East American Steakhouse in downtown Long Beach. Hepatitis can be transmitted through contaminated food and water. People who have been vaccinated against hepatitis A are not at risk. We're now finding out why residents of Huntington Beach got an early wake-up call at 4 this morning as tsunami warning sirens began wailing. The city police and fire departments quickly reached out on social media to say it was a false alarm. Huntington Beach Police Officer Angela Bennett tells KINX it appears a software glitch set off the sirens well before the monthly test set for 12 noon.
We are still looking at it. At this point, we have recently upgraded our software program, so considering it went off exactly 8 hours prior to when it was supposed to go off, it looks like there was some type of error within the system, whether it was the timing, the clock was off, I don't know what it was. They are still working very hard to figure out exactly what happened, but at this point it seems like there was some sort of issue that caused that.
Judy Mantier tells KINX she was one of the residents startled awake.
I was sound asleep, and I heard the sirens blaring. It was 4 a.m. I'm used to hearing them at the first Friday at noon of the month when they test them, but this was really loud and very frightening and woke my husband and I up.
Another resident tweeted just after 4 in the morning, too early for an apocalypse in Huntington Beach. Turn the sirens off, please. Chapman University says a 21-year-old student no longer enrolled at the campus of the City of Orange after a racist and homophobic classroom rant that was captured on cell phone video. Other students finally forced him to leave after the outburst earlier this week, but not before he also destroyed some school property and allegedly assaulted a security guard. He was later arrested and is now facing charges that include making criminal threats and felony vandalism.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.